The World Health Organization is calling on governments to tackle misconceptions about antibiotics in a campaign to stop the overuse of the drugs. The WHO says misuse of the drugs is fueling dangerously high antibiotic resistance levels around the globe. It's just released the results of a survey that it conducted in 12 countries, which shows that many people do not understand how to use antibiotics and that this is pushing the world towards a post-antibiotic era in which common infections could once again claim lives. Jessica Longbottom reports.
Bacterial diseases are increasingly becoming immune to commonly used antibiotics, fueling superbugs that are resistant to treatment. It's not a new threat, and yet the message isn't getting through.
The rise of antibiotic resistance is a global crisis.
Margaret Chan is the global director of the World Health Organization.
The threat is easy to describe. Antimicrobial resistance is on the rise in every region of the world.
The WHO carried out surveys in 12 mostly developing countries, including Nigeria, Vietnam and India. 64% of respondents wrongly thought antibiotics would treat cold and flu viruses, and almost a third thought they could stop taking antibiotics once they felt better and it wasn't necessary to complete the course. The WHO's Keiji Fukuda says the survey shows a disturbing lack of knowledge.
The reason why this is so important is that this overuse and this misuse of these medicines is taking what happens normally. Resistance can develop normally. It's just really accelerating the process. It's really jumping it up to a much faster speed.
Part of the problem is the ease with which antibiotics can be obtained in some countries. 44% of Russians who'd taken antibiotics in the past year hadn't been prescribed the drugs, while 5% of Chinese antibiotic users had ordered them off the internet. Professor Matt Cooper from the Centre for Superbug Solutions at the University of Queensland says levels of misinformation about antibiotics are generally higher in the developing world, but that has implications here.
Of course, you know, the bacteria don't care. They haven't got any passports. So if we have an issue in Russia or in the Middle East or in Southeast Asia, a lot of those infections travel, and they travel in people's stomachs and they travel when people cough on a plane. And so it's a global issue. We can't just pretend here in Australia and our near neighbours that we have to treat this as a country-specific issue. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria will spread around the world.
What can we do here then to tackle this problem?
You know, if you're going to a doctor, interesting survey from the AMA showed that two-thirds of doctors would prescribe an antibiotic if the patient asked for one. So, clearly, listen to your GP, and if you do have a severe infection, go to your GP. Don't expect to have antibiotics. It's quite often the case that you do have a virus infection instead, and the antibiotics won't help you. In fact, they can disrupt your gut flora, which can lead to problems in, you know, Crohn's disease and a good gut balance later on. So think twice about them. Treat them with care. Be aware that antibiotics are a precious resource, and if we misuse them, it can create problems down the track. The other one I'd say is really simple. Wash your hands. I know it sounds like your grandmother telling you what to do, but a lot of studies have shown that, you know, simple washing hands can prevent infections being spread.
The World Health Organization is calling on patients around the world to take similar measures. The WHO's Keiji Fukuda.
We need doctors on board. We need health workers on board. But we need a very broad range of people on board. So this is really a general wake-up call for everyone.
That's the World Health Organization's Keiji Fukuda, ending that report by Jessica Longbottom.